The ongoing Safe Schools debate has drawn a clear line between the LGBTI community and the Christian right, with the Australian Christian Lobby leading the campaign against the education program. But of course, the church itself has many gay members and many families looking to reconcile their Christian values with their support for their loved ones. A new documentary aims to shed some light on being a Christian and being gay. It features interviews with 28 people across a variety of Christian denominations. Here's a little taste.
It's the subtle stuff. It's not necessarily the, you know, the fire and brimstone, church rhetoric. It's just all the little stuff that says, you are not one of us.
We are told all sorts of horrible things about gay people, and it's just understood that there is something inherently wrong with being gay. It's a subtle disapproval. And for a young person, that does get integrated into our understanding of how the world works. And we basically, I know I certainly went through my church life thinking that I was something that everyone disapproved of.
The documentary Here I Am has been produced by Sydney doctor and Christian John Wallace. John, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Geraldine.
John, you came out, I understand, about 5 years ago. How did you come to terms with being gay and a Christian?
I think that was a difficult journey that probably took some time. I didn't really identify as gay until a few years before that, and then I didn't know what to do with it. So for 4 years, I didn't talk to anyone. But eventually, I had the courage to talk to someone about it.
And someone in the church?
Someone in the church.
Really?
Someone who'd travelled this journey before me. And that helped enormously. And then to some others. And to realise that something that, even as a doctor, I didn't understand the concept of sexual orientation. I just basically brushed it into the back of my head and closed the door. But eventually, things have to come out. Mm. And it came to me as a light bulb moment that actually that's who you are. And from then I had to deal with, like, I can't change that. That's me.
And do I take it that one of the, because I've heard people say this, I heard that interview with that Panty Bliss, you know, the performer in Sydney, saying that she didn't want to leave behind where they'd come from. He came from a small Irish town that he loved, actually, even though he'd always been regarded as a bit unusual, different to your situation. But is that part of the incredible drama and dilemma that you actually don't want to leave behind all that came before? Or am I've got it wrong?
That's true. That is very true. And that's something that I see constantly, that there are people who are happy to leave it behind, but there are many who really feel part of that. It's almost a Christian culture that they belong to. It's like changing to a new culture. It's something that's part of them, they've grown up with.
And it's their identity.
Their identity. They don't really want to leave, but they feel kind of forced to because they're not accepted.
You created this 30-minute documentary after meeting another woman who'd struggled with her son's homosexuality. Could you tell me a bit about her, please, and how it prompted you to do this documentary?
Yes, she and her husband had struggled for many years, I think it was about 9 years, not knowing who to talk to, feeling isolated. Who do I talk to in the church? Do I dare bring this topic up? It's too dangerous. So they're in the closet themselves, you might put it, struggling with this, knowing that their son is gay, committed Christians, and yet don't know where to go. Eventually, they connected with someone who had been on this journey before.
Again, from the church?
From the same church. And they travelled the journey, and then Sue said to me, what can I do to help other parents? And that got me thinking, yes, we don't have resources to share with families who think they're alone, who don't know that there's plenty of other people on this journey. It's so encouraging to them to share the journey with someone else.
And how long did that journey of Sue's take, would you say?
Well, I was talking to her son yesterday. He said it was about 9 years.
Wow.
It's a long time to struggle alone.
Certainly is. The documentary includes interviews with 28 people. That's a lot.
Yes.
in 30 minutes,
yes.
Including your own sons. Let's hear some of what they had to say.
One of the things that for me comes to mind that disappointed me at the time was there was a significant number of people who could be very supportive of us as a family. Dad excluded as to what we were going through. He's made a choice to do something sinful in their minds, and so they could not, seemingly, some people, extend that same support to him. And that I found really, frankly, offensive, because it was taking a fundamental Christian value that needs to apply to everybody and being selective in its application.
That's your own son speaking. He sounds a very supportive man.
He is. He has been all along.
How much isolation, can you help us understand, could family members feel within certain churches? Like when a parent or a child comes out like this, they must go through a lot.
They go through an enormous amount. They get rejected. If they do mention at church, often people withdraw. They don't talk to them. They have this misconception that somehow the parent's at fault, or that if their families associate with that parent, they might be affected. It's ignorance. They don't understand, and that's the major problem. It's education is needed, because you don't need to feel that isolated, but the churches generally don't talk about it. It's just a silence there that no one addresses.
Can I? One of the people in the doco talks about the clobber texts, as they put it, those passages in the Bible that overtly condemn homosexuality in pretty strong terms. How difficult have you found it to get ministers to look past those texts or to reinterpret them, such as the texts around slavery, for instance?
Quite difficult in many evangelical churches. What I would love the churches to do is to acknowledge that there are very well-respected Bible scholars with different points of view. There's a problem with churches that think that doctrine is fixed forever. This is what we understand. We can't change that.
And they'd think that about a range of things, would they, not just sexuality?
Lots of things. And in theology, there are many different points of view, but each one of them thinks they're right. There's a lot to learn. And they don't tend to listen to alternative points of view and consider them very well.
You're an emergency doctor, for goodness sake. You're a long way from being a documentary maker. I mean, in terms of what you bring, like if you were speaking to these ministers, how would you encourage them to, I suppose, emphasise the value of love, which is central to the Christian message, and compassion and gentleness and mercy. I mean, how do you emphasize that, or do you emphasize the science?
Well, as a doctor, I emphasize the science because there's a lot of research. Experts have studied this subject very well. That's what I would emphasize. Be educated. There seems to be a gap between the theology and the knowledge, but listen to both and then bring in your fundamental value of love and listen to people's stories, and then you'll understand the journey they're on and that they didn't choose this course.
And I suppose I might say, if you put yourself in the minds of the people whom you're speaking to, do you understand at all why they are so worried about this shift in society?
It's a threat to their values, because it's something they've believed in that's being challenged. There's always been a problem in churches in the past when science comes up with something that's different to the traditional view. Some people can handle that. Some people are threatened by it.
Have you personally had evidence of people shifting, which you have found immensely satisfying after you've been involved with them? I was just thinking of, you know, the Australian Christian Right is now very much in there with this, against the Safe Schools Education program. I wonder how you'd speak to them.
I would say to them that it would be much better to listen and to stop for a little while your conversation. Try to walk in the people's shoes before you condemn or judge. I have seen people turn right around, even elderly people who all their lives have believed one thing. Once they know someone, once they've
understood, that the key? Is that the key?
The key is knowing someone, loving someone, and realizing that this person is a real person and this is their journey.
So just finally, where are you going to distribute this documentary?
We want to distribute it to basically every church that we can. There's been very good feedback already. And we want pastors, we want elders, we want church members to listen to this before they make decisions about things.
Well, John Wallace, congratulations. Are you back to work as an emergency doctor or have you taken leave?
I have today off.
Okay. John Wallace is the producer of the documentary Here I Am. You can see it on YouTube and I hope we can have links on our website. Thank you indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Geraldine.
And it's 8:24.